RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Run for your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Wednesday morning abbreviated radio program for you. Today, we're going to be talking about Jaden Daniels. I know, it's a novel concept. We're going to do it, though. We're going to do the inaugural beat walk. So there is no training camp practice today. But when we were up there earlier this week, we did our Live from Ashburn shows. I walked around and I asked all of our friends, all of our regular guests, all of the Commanders beat writers to weigh in on year two of Jaden Daniels. Rapid fire format. You'll hear that here in about 10 minutes. You'll hear from a lot of familiar names. Of course, Grant Paulson was there, Mitch Tischler, Nikki Javala, etc. All the folks you normally hear weighing in on the Commanders throughout the day, but in a rapid fire format, which makes it new, fun, and exciting. We're always innovating around here. We are innovators at 910 The Fan. Speaking of innovation, the Odyssey app is free. It's at the Apple Store and Google Play. You'll hear this program up until 10:35, and that's when the Richmond Flying Squirrels will take over. And the Flying Squirrels, you know, we're doing really, really well until your guy came back from summer vacation. It's becoming a bit of a trend line. Last night, classic 2025 Flying Squirrels loss, 1-0. That's the kind of energy we were bringing to this team for a long time. And we went away, and it went away. And I like doing this show, and I like talking to you guys. But we got to get the Squirrels in the playoffs. So it's going to be whatever it takes situation. Hopefully, they turn it around today in the MP time slot. We'll just vanquish the demons, put a W on the board, get back to work tomorrow in studio. Thursdays with friends, we'll have Gary Hess, Parney, and Lane Casadante all scheduled to appear tomorrow. You never know what's going to happen because, you know, life's crazy like that. We'll also have updates from Commanders training camp where it's a one-off day tomorrow. They'll practice, then they'll be off again. They got that joint practice coming up. Looking forward to a little joint practice action. here as we turn the calendar to August. I think that's where we'll start to learn a lot about this team. Lest you think football's coming. Yeah, next Thursday's the Hall of Fame game. Football is coming. Main topic today, though, Jaden Daniels. And I think as you enter year two of Jaden Daniels, you can't properly set expectations without putting into context how good year one was, how special year one was, and how that was one of the best rookie seasons by a quarterback in NFL history, full stop, right? So we have to acknowledge that first. So it's not he had a good season, now he'll try to have a better season. He had a freaking phenomenal season, especially to come in first-year coach, largely bare cupboard in terms of talent around him. You know, it's the NFL. Everybody's talented. But this is not one of the top 10 rosters in the league in terms of depth by any stretch. They've done a lot for it this offseason because they have Jaden Daniels. But last year, he was the one largely carrying this team. He provided the winning time moments. He provided those fourth quarter heroics, and he did it over and over and over again down the stretch of the season. He did it against Atlanta. He did it against Philly. He did it against Tampa. In just these monster games, he was at his very best. And we saw the hint of that in the Cincinnati game, or you know, early in there, the Monday Night Football game. But to do it for a playoff berth late in the season, I think everybody saw just how special he is. So I think you look at that as you set your year two expectations. If Jaden Daniels is as good this year as he was last year, that's a win. Because last year, I think if Jaden Daniels had been an established 5-year to 10-year NFL quarterback, I think that season last year would have merited MVP consideration. I'll say it. I think he would have been in the mix. I think because he was a rookie, he wasn't in the mix because they needed to get the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you know, level them out after, you know, you probably made the wrong call the year before. You send it back the other way. They both got one now. He's building his name. He's building the hype. It was an MVP caliber season. I don't want to say, let's do better this year. He's saying that, and I'm hearing that. And he's putting in the work, and I love that. But if he wants to do MVP caliber season again and run that back, I'm perfectly fine with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's where you got to start with Jaden Daniels. Number two is you're looking for, are there signs that he's slipping or being complacent? I don't see those at all. I see a guy who's still fully committed to the craft, gathering his teammates, doing the work, coming in early, staying late, putting on the VR headset. I think he's every bit committed to running this back and working towards ultimately winning a Super Bowl title in Washington. And what a day that would be. Of course. So we'll check in with the beat writers, see what they think about Jaden Daniels year two. And I think there could be no regression, but regression in terms of the scoreboard, just because they're playing tougher teams. It's a tougher schedule this year. If they play as well as they did last year, they wouldn't win as many games just by virtue of the tougher schedule and the tougher opponents and all that. So I think we have to be ready for that as well, that this could be a 10-win team that is better than last year's 12-win team. I think that's possible, that they could be in a wild card playoff spot and also show all the markers we need to see. They're growing, they're progressing, good things are happening out there. You heard Dan Quinn on the Junkies today. If you missed him, the Junkies, wake us up every morning 6 to 10 here. AWOD Radio takes over once the squirrels are done. When will that be? Nobody knows. It's a brisk pace. They got the pitch clock. They're getting down to business. It's a day game out there for the squirrels. So whenever they're done, you'll hear AWOD Radio until 3. Grant and Danny will take over after that. They will be 3 to 6, and of course, no Flying Squirrels baseball tonight because you'll be hearing it momentarily. All right, that's gonna be it for us. For now, on the other side, you'll hear the beat walk. You'll hear 16 minutes of the Washington Commanders beat reporters weighing in on the major topics of the day. I hope you enjoy. Hope you enjoy. Everybody's excited to be there in the heat talking about Jaden Daniels. It's a refreshing energy right now, and we're excited to bring it to you all season long. We're back after this. You're listening to your home of the Commanders and the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910
The Fan. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Flying Squirrels game day will get you out there in just a few minutes. One last segment before we bid farewell. All right, we're at training camp, as you know, earlier this week. Also, as you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of coverage, a lot of media, a lot of people we know who are regulars on this show. So we did a lightning round with the members of the Washington Commanders media, asked them all about Jaden Daniels in year two. So we compiled that for you. It's the first ever inaugural annual Beat Walk. Hope you enjoy it. Some insights on Jaden Daniels from the people who know him best. And then we'll get you off to Squirrels baseball here on The Fan. All right, roaming the sidelines, found Nikki Javala. Nikki, is this your first appearance as a member of The Athletic on the radio?
As a member of The Athletic on the radio in Washington, D.C., yes.
Well, as a new member.
Yeah,
new,
as a,
you've
as
done
a
lots
2025
of
member of the yes.
Tell everybody your new deal.
So I'm now a senior writer for The Athletic, and I'll be covering the Commanders. I'm pretty pumped.
Me too. Give me your top things you've noticed at camp so far here.
They're in pads. Yeah, really some hard-hitting news there. You're welcome.
I told everybody yesterday Jaden Daniels was good.
I've
set a very high bar. I do think with Jaden Daniels, like, he could coast if he wanted to. We've seen that. We saw the Chase Young story. Like,
sure.
Leaves, goes Hollywood. Like,
sure.
I don't get the sense we're dealing with that.
No, different mindset. I mean, he's still in here at an ungodly hour, still putting in work, which is, I think, what makes him special. You know, he's an incredible talent, but he knows the work that needs to be put in to really play at this level and be good at this level. So, yeah, he's still good. It's still hot and humid out.
It's brutal out here. Did you ever do Richmond? Were you ever
I did one.
The mini Richmond.
Yeah, the mini Richmond.
The mini Richmond. Yeah. That Richmond was just this for 14 straight days.
Yeah, gross. Yeah. Gross.
I got back to my hotel yesterday, and I just took like a two-hour nap.
I took a two-hour nap and like three showers, and yeah, I just, it was so gross.
Yeah, okay.
But I got my base layer tan, you know,
you
I'm like
do.
Ready to go.
You do. You're right. I've been sunscreening too hard to get it. But all right, Nikki Javala, thank you for dropping by.
Of course.
Catch you soon.
Yes, of course.
All right, Sideline Roman continues with George Wallace, WTOP Radio, traffic and weather on the 8s, and sports still delivered by Lido Pizza?
No.
That's all right.
But we're at 25 and 55 now, so we're working on it. We switched.
That's a good time, I feel like, for you. All right.
I love that time.
You do all the DC sports.
Yes.
What's up with the Nats?
Next question. No, look, it's kind of disappointing because it's kind of the same that everybody's been talking about. If you're not going to spend the money and own the team the way your fans want you to own the team or you know, the way it should be run, then don't do it. So it is disappointing because fans want to get behind the young guys, which they are.
They're great.
But at the end of the day, fans aren't stupid.
I love watching Wood. I love watching Abrams. And also, like,
Alex Call homered the other night. You got Brady House now. You got young guys. It's great. You want to get behind them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it gets to a certain point and then it's done.
Yeah. Commanders, because that's why we're here and we're watching them right now.
That's why we're in the
Jaden Daniels, year two.
Yes.
What do you think? Step forward, step back? What are we seeing so far?
I think a step forward, and I think you're going to see a lot of you talk to some of the players, and they love the leadership aspect of it, that he's kind of taken that next step and kind of owning things now. You kind of come in last year, you get your feet wet. But not that he wasn't a leader last year, but I think you're going to see more of that this year, and everybody praising his offseason, just getting a call from or a text from, hey, what do you think about this? We're running this with Cliff Kingsbury. The relationship he developed with Bobby Wagner, you see that take a next step. Let's hope the relationship with Terry takes the next step when 17 gets on the field.
Yeah. You ever watch F1? They do like the grid walk and talk to the celebrities.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that's what we're doing right now. Anyway, have a great race, George.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, look what we got here. Tower Gutman. The Gut Check is, of course, the fans' post-game show from Commanders games all season long. Starting with the Giants game, right around the corner. All right, the question is, Jaden Daniels, year two. What are you seeing? What are you expecting? What are you anticipating?
I try to be real and to avoid Ashburn syndrome.
Yeah.
You hope he would improve, but improving on the best rookie season could be hard. And the competition is a lot tougher. I just don't want to hear anyone use the word sophomore slump.
Yeah.
If he's almost the best against tough competition.
I'm really excited for this opener because the Giants have a really good defensive line. Say what you will about that team, and I say a lot of things about that team. They have a good defensive line. It'll be an early test for this O-line.
I think I would not be shocked to see Andrew Wiley start, because would you want to put a rookie against Abdul Carter?
Connerly on the end, yeah.
Right. So I think we shouldn't jump to conclusions. And the other thing to remember is statistically the first game is the least correlative game of the year with your performance.
Yeah. Still need to get a dub, though, so we can have a good post-game gut check.
I say all that, but if we lose, I spend 2 hours of Colin telling me the world has just ended. On our show, if we win, it's Super Bowl for Colin, and if we lose, the world ended and we'll never win again.
All right,
this is a dad and his son, not only a talk show host.
Well, my Super Bowl is you bringing in croissants this morning, so good work on
that. Starving sports reporters need to be fed.
All right, catch you soon.
All the best.
All right, Grid Walk continues here with JP Finley.
Hello.
B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan in D.C., of course. It's on the free Odyssey app. That's a thing we take from time to time.
I like to consider myself like a Richmond intern. I've been there a lot.
You're an honorary Richmonder, I think.
Thank you.
Well, absolutely. Give me your.
I knew the name of the tomatoes.
you were right on the Hanover tomatoes last night. I respected that. Give me your Jaden Daniels year two take. What have you seen from him? What's year two going to look like?
I think the talk of a regression or a sophomore slump is really pretty stupid. I think when you see that stuff, it's guys that don't put the work in, and that dude just never stops working.
He's having fun too.
Oh yeah, smile on his
face. Yeah.
Dude, he's the same. Like, since I've met him, nothing has changed. Like, whether we were at the Super Bowl or day four of training camp, like, he's just low key, humble, carefree, funny. I think having 17 would help him a lot though.
All right, JP, catch you later.
See you, buddy.
All right, it's rapid fire interviews. Rick Snyder. Rick Snyder's Washington. And you had a book this summer. What was your new one?
I have an old book just came out, Secrets of Caveman Cooking.
That's revised.
So if you want to get your steaks on, I can do that for you. But on September 9th, Jaden Daniels' book's coming out.
Hey,
so
excellent.
Be anywhere you want to go. So.
Give me a Jaden Daniels year two thought. It was such a good rookie season. Can he duplicate it?
I actually think he's a little better right now looking at us. He's a little more actually... touch more arm strength, and this is the guy that threw that 52-yarder Hail Mary off balance, cross body. But I see a little more zip in there, a little more solid, just touches. But you see a little bit of touches that are has shown improvement.
That's awesome. Give me a good steak cooking tip. Yeah, you know, we're grilling the steaks this summer.
For cooking a steak is cook it how you like it. Don't listen to these raw meat people who are just like, only need 10 seconds aside. I used to cook in a restaurant. People would tell me that. 10 seconds. No, it's not even thawed, dude. I get arrested. So go ahead and cook it the way you want to cook it, but be mindful of what your friends want. To, you know, put that medium rare on the side of the burner.
What's your favorite cut? I'm a ribeye guy, personally. I like the fatty cuts. I'll do a prime rib, like, you know, with the...
So you're going to die 52. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
not in this heat. I sweat it all out.
I tend to cook more chicken and seafood stuff on the grill. I don't eat red meat since that big heart attack when I was 42.
Yeah.
I'd eat some, but my new love I found this year was mahi-mahi. I was in Hawaii. Oh, my God, was that good.
You make some great tacos out of that, too.
Yeah, I never tried that way, but mahi-mahi is an awesome fish if you want to try it.
All right. Where do people buy the book?
With Secrets of Caveman Cooking, you can come to my website or ricksnydersworkshop.com or Amazon has it. And then the new book will be everywhere, all the bookstores and Amazon and all that.
All right. Rick and I are going to lunch soon. We've got a long stay, 7-8 year long bet on where the stadium will be.
Yeah, but said nobody pays until dirt moves. So.
Dirt hasn't moved. You're looking really good.
I have an over under of 1.5 of how many headlines the Post has of deal is in danger.
Pound the over. I like that. Rick Snyder, we'll keep the walk going. All right, beat writer walk continues. Liam Griffin, Washington Times. Still with the Washington Times?
Yep.
Hey, we got to ask a question in the room these days. All right, year two, Jaden Daniels. What do you see and what are you expecting? What's a good outcome here?
I mean, a good outcome is what happened last year. If you get a carbon copy repeat of what he had last year, ideally you want to see progress. And based on the way that he trains in the offseason and the way that he targets certain areas of his game, I think you're going to see that. But I think a good season is, all right, another Pro Bowl, you have your guy. You know, you have a guy who you look at as a top 5 to 10 quarterback in the league. You're not asking him to do that second year, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson leap into becoming an MVP candidate, especially when you improve the roster the way they did. When you look at the way last season went, a lot of those wins could have been losses. And so I think you want to see a team that is better, even if that record takes a little bit of a dip, because this is a franchise that wants to make noise in the postseason every year, and they don't want to rely on last-second magic if they can avoid it.
No, that's well put. They could be a better team with a worse record. I think that's very possible with this slate. Woo, there we go. All right, drill's over. Good chatting with you. Catch you soon.
Of course.
All right, BWOC continues.
It's my favorite bit he's ever done.
I don't do a lot of bits, as you know, so it's a low bar to clear. Grant Paulson here, of course. Grant and Danny are heard every afternoon on The Fan here in Richmond. Grant, question is Jaden Daniels, you're two. What's success for him, knowing just how good he was last year? Are you raising the bar? Or are you holding the bar? What's success for him?
I think if he can replicate last season in the way of being considered one of the 5 or so best quarterbacks in the NFL when the season ends. I think he had a top 5-ish type season last year. Yeah. He was a fringe MVP candidate. If he is in the MVP conversation and considered going into next year one of the 5 to 7 best quarterbacks in the league with a tougher schedule in year two after teams made adjustments, then you can put him in Sharpie as an elite long-term Mount Rushmore of this era type quarterback, and that would be a massive success.
Yeah, I think the top four are locked in, not just because of how good they are, but how long they've been that good, and he's going to need more years to chip away at that mark. But I don't know that there's another guy outside of that top four that you would say right now has a higher upside than this kid.
No, I think it's a best of the rest combo, and it's kind of open to be had. Like, we've always had the four, whether it was like Breeze, Brady, Manning, Rodgers, and now it feels like it's the MVPs, right? It's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Lamar, and everyone kind of knows when you talk about the big four. After that, it's a best of the rest, whether we could talk about Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert or there's other guys you could fit in.
Yep.
If Jaden Daniels separates himself and it becomes a group of five, which I think is possible but difficult, if that happens, and now we're talking about him going down as somebody who could be very special.
All right, go rest the vocal cords. Grant and Danny right after AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Also, if you're 1 minute on the beat.
Mitch Stitchler, your Monumental Sports Net. Mitch, you ever watch F1?
Of course.
Yeah, they do the guy does the grid walk and he talks to all the celebrities.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. So you're the celebrity today, Mitch. Congratulations.
I feel so proud.
give me a Jaden Daniels year two thought. It was such a good rookie season. What do you want to see here in the sophomore campaign?
Honestly, just for him to continue the path that he's on. I think that the talk of a sophomore slump is a little overstated. I think he's going to be firmly in the conversation for MVP this season, because I think he's going to come out here and do a lot of good things. I love what they've done offensively, bringing in guys on the O-line to help shore that up. I think Debo's going to be a nice piece. Now you just got to figure out Terry, and then all of a sudden this offense can take off.
I mean, I think people sleep on how different the offensive line is when you add a Laremy Tunsil, when you add a first-round draft pick, and you can move a Brandon Coleman, who was, by the way, very good for what he was last year. Third-round draft pick playing left tackle in an NFC title game, and you keep him in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone was pining over Trey Hendrickson all offseason. Brandon Coleman beat his butt up and down the field on that Monday night up in Cincinnati. Adding Laremy Tunsil is really the difference maker, because you think about all the chipping and tight ends and running backs that had to stay in to help out and pass pro and whatnot. Now you can isolate Laremy on the left side, and you can double the rest of the guys on the D-line. You can, any help that you have to bring, you know that you can just bring to the right side. And go from there. And so it allows you to not just protect Jaden Daniels better, but get more guys out in routes. And so when you talk about the second year of a Cliff Kingsbury offense, I think we're going to see some evolution there with more guys out there, more route concepts, more confusion for a defense. And it's crazy to think about one player making that big of a difference, but we saw Trent Williams do it here for years.
Now we see number five doing it every single week. Mitch, thank you. Great catching up with you.
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff. We'll be talking more about that kid, Jaden Daniels, over the course of the fall. I have a feeling he will come up in our conversations. Right now, though, it is time for the AAA Baseball pregame show. Flying Squirrels in action at 11:05. You'll hear every pitch right here on The Fan. Thanks for dropping by. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.